We are at the tail end of a storm that brought rain and freezing rain to the region over the weekend through today. As the storm pulls away early this evening, precipitation will wind down, setting up a pair of cold and quiet days for tomorrow and Wednesday. Over the weekend, a significant ice storm occurred across the North Country and eastern Canada. The atmosphere aloft warmed sufficiently for precipitation to reach the ground in the form of rain. However, a shallow layer of cold air lingered near ground level, especially in the valleys, resulting in that ice storm. To represent how shallow this layer was, there was a point yesterday where, in the valley, Albany was in the 30s, and at the same time, in the Helderberg Mountains just west of Albany, temperatures soared into the 50s and 60s. Further, Albany went from the 30s to the 50s in just 1 hour, two separate times yesterday, finally reaching a high of 54 degrees just before 8 o'clock. Today, a wave of low pressure is riding up along the coast. Rain has fallen in most areas this afternoon and has been heavy at times south and east of the capital region. However, farther north, a winter weather advisory remains in effect, where freezing rain, sleet, and snow have occurred. Precipitation will end during the late day and early evening as the storm pulls away. There will be partial clearing tonight, with lows ranging from the single digits north to near 30 south. An upper-level disturbance rolls through tomorrow. That will bring a mix of clouds and sunshine. A passing snow shower is possible in some areas, and highs will be in the teens and 20s north, near 30 for the capital region, and in the lower to mid-30s south. Tomorrow night will be cold and dry, and high pressure will bring bright and cold weather on Wednesday. A weak storm will bring the threat of light snow or rain on Thursday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, any lingering snow showers will end. Gradual clearing, breezy and cold, low in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a passing snow shower, breezy, high in the teens and 20s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers tonight, breezy, low in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a passing snow shower, breezy, high in the teens and 20s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, any rain or snow showers will end, gradual clearing and breezy, low 25 to 30, and tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a passing rain or snow shower, breezy, high 30 to 35. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, any lingering rain or snow showers will end, gradual clearing, breezy, low 17 to 22, and tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, with a chance of a passing snow shower, breezy, high in the upper 20s to around 30. Region-wide tomorrow night, partly cloudy, with the chance for a snow shower west of Albany, low in the single digits, above and below zero across the north, near 10 for the capital region and in the mid-teens south. Mostly sunny on Wednesday with highs in the teens and 20s, and a chance of light rain or snow on Thursday with highs in the 20s and 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.